Harper One and Harper Audio present Hormone Intelligence, the complete guide to calming hormone chaos and restoring your body's natural blueprint for well-being by Aviva Rahm. Read by Aviva Rahm and Dara Rosenberg.
A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/hormoneintelligence. The enhancement contains charts, recipes, and more. It will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. For those who have been told you are too sensitive, too outspoken, too emotional, too hormonal, own it. It's your inner guidance system. It's a superpower. For all who have put your confidence in me as a doctor, healer, teacher, and who have shared your struggles and healing stories, thank you. I am always listening. For the girls now, the women of tomorrow, may you inherit a world in which you can thrive and that honors your agency over your body. And for my daughters, goddaughter, and granddaughters to come. What's in a name? Gender and language in this book. My intention is for this book to be inclusive of all people who need help with their hormones or gynecological concerns. The focus of this book is the health concerns of those born with and or possessing women's tack. While I use the words woman, women, she, her, as you listen, please insert the words that you relate to. I also want to acknowledge my privilege. I cannot speak from lived experiences of the impact of systemic racism on a woman's health, but want to acknowledge that there are unacceptable disparities in how most conditions I discuss in this book affect BIWOC. I use medically defined anatomic terms so that we have a common language that enables us to decipher health information and also speak authoritatively with healthcare providers. However, I want to note that many of these terms are named by and for men. That is, vagina means a sheath for a sword, and that language has played a part in co-opting women's bodies. In my personal life, I use the Sanskrit term yoni instead of vulva, because it connotes the sacred feminine, and sometimes I might let that fly in the book. I generally avoid terms like reproductive, unless relevant, and sexual organs, because not all people with these parts want to reproduce, and some might not have those body parts and may be highly sexual. My goal is to help illuminate a new and inclusive approach to women's health, in which we all feel whole and safe, including in discussing everything we need to stay healthy. I sincerely hope that you're able to connect with these words and stories. I take full responsibility for my language shortcomings and appreciate your patience.
Introduction. You are not broken. I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept. Angela Y. Davis. Wouldn't it be incredible if you could look forward to your period, or at least not hate it anymore, knowing you won't be struggling with cramps, crazy-ass mood swings, swollen breasts, and bloating? If you could wake up knowing that endometriosis pain won't make you pop Motrin, Advil, or something stronger just to make it through the day? How fantastic would it be to not have to take the pill to suppress period pain, acne, endometriosis, or polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, symptoms? What if you knew you could get pregnant easily, when you're ready to, without spending tens of thousands of dollars and months of physical and mental stress on fertility treatments, or you knew how to make those treatments more effective? What if we all knew we could look forward to a healthy menopause, free of hormone replacement therapy, HRT, to manage hot flashes, vaginal dryness, poor sleep, or a hysterectomy for fibroids? What if you could wake up each morning ready to face the day with energy and vitality, body confidence, and even, dare I say, feeling a bit sexy? You've probably already been
sample complete. Ready to continue?